This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our show, the second hour, my first guest is Gary Moore. Now, I realize that's a very famous name, but Gary is an author, and he has penned a book and done a lot of research on When the Music Died, according to Don McLean in American Pie. And that's February 3rd, 1959. This coming Wednesday, February 3rd, will mark the 62nd anniversary of the death of Buddy Holly, along with Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. And it's a fascinating story I know you will enjoy. Later on in the hour, singer-songwriter, country great Lori Morgan, and a football legend, O.V. Muhaley, going to tell us how to enjoy the Super Bowl this year. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year's on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supply are limited.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die.
That is the voice of the legendary Buddy Holly. February 3rd marks the 62nd anniversary of the plane crash that killed the great Buddy Holly. My guest has been with us in the past. He's penned a book that is called In Pursuit of Buddy Holly, My New Buddy John and My Lost Decade of Music. Hey Buddy is the name of the book. Joining us right now is a man of also a familiar name, Gary Moore. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing fantastic. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. So thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you very much. And Gary was on our show about a year ago. And we talked about the book and how he got interested in Buddy Holly. Kind of a funny story, actually, because you were never a Buddy Holly fan. In fact, didn't know that much about Buddy Holly, but your mother-in-law was a huge fan, and that's how you got connected to the Buddy Holly legacy.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, who's apparently much hipper than I am, was a huge Buddy Holly fan, and I didn't know it. For her 78th birthday, the only thing she wanted is she wanted my wife and I to drive out to Waterloo, Iowa, where she lives, and take her to the reenactment of the Winter Dance Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Winter Dance Party, everybody but me knows, is the final tour of Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Ritchie Valens. But I figured it was Tommy Dorsey, Bennett Goodman, understanding her age and thinking that Winter Dance Party means ballroom dancing or whatever. And so, you know, it was quite my shock to find out my mother-in-law is a rocker.
Yeah.
And then you got hooked on it. Now,
I failed to mention in the introduction, and I want to make sure that I do this, that Gary is not only an author, but an inspirational, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, musician, and the author of Playing with the Enemy, which is a great book, and this one here that I have in my hands. Now, you got hooked on Buddy Holly, and when I say hooked, I mean you even went to Iowa where the plane went down.
Right.
You absolutely have embraced this legacy, including some investigation into the real, or what you explained to be, the real causes of this plane crash that took the life of these three rock and roll legends.
Right. My wife would tell you, Ron, that I have an obsessive compulsive personality. It takes quite a bit to catch my interest, but once I really become interested in something, I become just totally immersed in it. And so I've been to, I've traveled all over the country, Buddy's hometown, to the crash site, to some of his concert venues. I've traveled to meet friends of Buddy, relatives, people who performed with him. I think if you're going to really devote a year or longer to write a book, and that's what it takes me to do it, you really have to, if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. You have to really, come to know your subject. And in my case, coming from Buddy Holly nothingness, I mean, when I started this trek, I heard of Buddy Holly and I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the full inventory of my Buddy Holly knowledge. I mean, you really, really have to take the time to dig in and know your subject. And so, I've been from his birthplace to his death place and everywhere in between.
Now, there's a new compilation of a CD called Rave On that has been released, in fact, to celebrate the greatest hits of Buddy Holly. Were you at the presentation of the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame not too long ago?
I was. It was actually on Buddy's birthday. And there's two CDs out. And, I mean, you think about this. I mean, the guy's been dead for years and released two albums this summer.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
First of all, Paul McCartney produced an album called Rave On, the one you're speaking of, which is just, it's a star-studded album of today's current stars doing Buddy's music. And then Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon fame produced an album called Listen to Me that was just released on Buddy's birthday. And they're both just absolutely incredible. On the Peter Asher album, Listen to Me, Stevie Nicks does a version of Buddy's Not Fade Away, and it's just amazing. I mean, it is an amazing piece of work. So Buddy Holly is more popular today than he was when he was alive.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe it.
It really is.
The fascinating part about you, when you mentioned Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney doesn't own the rights to his own music, but he owns the rights to Buddy Holly's music.
Yeah, isn't that something? And Paul McCartney owns the right to the On Wisconsin fight song. So
yes.
It's strange how the music business works.
I tell you. Now, did you ever happen to have the opportunity to meet Don McLean, who, of course, wrote the song American Pie, which we all know now is about the death of Buddy Holly?
Yeah, I didn't meet him in person, but I talked to him on the phone and interviewed him. In fact, there's a whole chapter devoted to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Don McLean's incredibly talented. He's a little out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so the interview, when people read it, they're usually fascinated, but also they giggle a little bit that this is the real words of this man. But he was really impacted. When he got his first glasses when he was 11 years old, he insisted on getting the Buddy Holly glasses. And he was delivering newspapers, as the song says. I mean, he cut open the stack of newspapers one morning. They read the headline that Buddy Holly had died. And so the whole lyrics, February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep.
Now, I think a lot of people might think that the song Peggy Sue was after his wife, because certainly O'Donna by Ritchie Valens, who has also lost his life in that plane crash, was about his girlfriend. But the fact of the matter is, I know the Crickets very well. They're pals of mine. And Glenn Hartin used to play piano for Elvis Presley. And it was really the drummer, Joe, whose girlfriend was named Peggy Sue, right?
Yeah, J.I. Allison Peggy Sue was Buddy's closest friend all the way from late grade school through high school. But there was no romantic interest there. She was actually, J.I. Allison, the drummer, was trying to get Peggy Sue to date him. And he told Buddy, who had just written a song called Cindy Lou, says, if you'll change the lyrics of that song to Peggy Sue and I can take credit for getting you to do it, he says, I think she'll go out with me. And they ended up marrying later.
Have you talked to these guys?
I didn't get a chance to talk to J.I. or Joe, the two remaining Crickets. Quite frankly, by the time I've gotten around to this, these guys are tired of talking to authors.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, though, I think it ended up being a blessing, because I didn't want to write the same book everybody else wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you talk to the same people, you're going to get the same answers and therefore get the same book. So most of the people who have been interviewed in my book have never been interviewed regarding Buddy. And so I think there's a lot of new information. You know, I've got the first written interview with Don McLean about Buddy Holly in the book. We have pictures from the crash site, one of which has never been published before. And we have new insight into the crash, which I think will surprise people when they read it.
We want to talk about that in a second. I want to, though, go back to his personal life. His wife, did she ever remarry?
Maria Elena, in fact, I was just with her in Los Angeles at the cocktail party they had at the records, at the Capitol Records after the Star. She did remarry, has a couple of beautiful, wonderful children. Of course, they're not children now, they're my age. But great people. She later divorced and took the Holly name back. And she really does run Buddy Holly Enterprises, as she calls it. Kind of, when I say an iron fist, I don't mean that negatively. I mean, she is incredibly protective of his legacy, of his music. And, you know, she's still very active and looks fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you know, they said that Buddy Holly set the template, if you will, for the standard rock and roll band. Actually, a rhythm section, I'm a singer, so, and I know that you're a musician too, but, you know, when you have a rhythm section, it's usually comprised less all of these synthesizers, a keyboard, a drummer, a bass player, and a lead guitar. Now, he had two guitars, a bass and drums, which really is the Beatles.
Yeah, he really did. You said it very well. He did create the template that everybody followed. Now, people who are moderate Buddy Holly fans will say, what are you talking about? Buddy Holly was a trio. Well, after they first made an emergence of the national scene, one of the guitar players left them, and they did end up performing as a trio for a while. But the original Crickets were rhythm guitar, lead guitar, bass guitar, and drums, mm-hmm. And that was the template for the British invasion. And the thing that people don't understand, Americans, it's so funny, they don't understand that before there was a British invasion, there was an American invasion of Britain, and it was Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
In 1958, Buddy Holly went there and performed, did 22 different venues. And at those venues, Keith Richards, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Elton John, and you can go, Graham Nash.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all these people were introduced to music the first time.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And, it inspired them. And when they came across as this is what's been known as the British invasion, you know, invasion, everybody's saying, oh, my God, this music's new. It's something different. And both Paul McCartney and John Lennon were saying, no, this is Buddy Holly. We're just bringing him back to you. Nobody heard it.
We're going to pause for a second, Gary. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
I'd love to.
Okay. The name of the book is Hey Buddy. It's out right now. And this February 3rd marks the 62nd anniversary since the passing of Buddy Holly in a plane crash, along with the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back with Gary Moore, talk more about the legacy and the influence that Buddy Holly had on contemporary music with Ron Sedgie today.
So that'll be the day.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. I'm Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gary. I love you, Peggy Sue.
That's Buddy Holly, along with the fact that he has now received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a couple of new compilations of CDs released as the gentleman that lost his life February 3rd of 1959, along with the Big Bopper, who was a disc jockey at the time, along with a hit record on his hands, and a 17-year-old singer by the name of Richie Valens. Our guest is Gary Moore. Hey, Gary, let's talk about the plane crash. Now, you and I chatted about this once before. Dyer Flying Service, who owned the plane, has kept that plane under wraps since 1959. What's the story there?
It's a strange and odd story. The plane crashed. It was owned by Dwyer Flying Service. Jerry and Barb Dwyer own it. And after the CAB, Civil Aeronautics Board, which is the predecessor to the NTSB, after they released the wreckage, it, of course, becomes a property of the insurance company. When the insurance company uses it as salvageable, Jerry and Barb bought it back from the insurance company, and that's the last anybody's seen of it. When I was writing this book, I was determined not to write about the plane crash because I just figured there wouldn't be any new information, and so I wasn't even going to go there. But I got a phone call from Barb Dwyer, Jerry's wife, and during the conversation, she said, "The truth about this crash has never been told. We hold the truth. The truth is in the wreckage, and someday we're going to release this." It's a pretty tough statement to ignore when Buddy's wife's still alive, his friends are still alive. You know, there's millions of adoring fans who, you know, and I guess really the family is the one who deserves to know if there's some other cause. So I made the offer. I told her, I said, "Barb, let me write that story." I said, "What exactly is it that you think that you have?" And she says, "Well," she says, "we know the truth is in the wreckage, and we can," and it's all she would say. She would change how she'd say it, but she kept saying it over and over and over again. And I talked to Peggy Sue Gernon, the Peggy Sue of Buddy Holly fame. I talked to Maria Lena, Buddy's wife, and both of them, were passionate about do what you can, get the plane released, let's put this to rest, let's find out what happened. And so far, the Dwyers have been totally unresponsive. So what I did was I contacted the NTSB, and they put me in touch with Dick Rodriguez. He worked on almost every major air disaster in the last 20 years. And Dick got very excited about working with me on this, and we rebuilt the flight from the time that, I guess really 4 hours before the plane took off, checking weather and to the time that the plane actually hit the ground. And we came up with a more detailed conclusion with some additional information that is different from the Civil Aeronautics Board report, which I think most people find very interesting. But what we did do is we dispelled all the myths. I mean, there's so many myths about conspiracy theories about what happened on that flight.
Buddy Holly carried a gun. Could that have been part of the controversy?
Well, it certainly was part of the controversy. Buddy carried a gun, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. Buddy was from West Texas. I guess the surprise would be if he didn't carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, he wasn't wearing it. It was in a little bag that he, a toiletry bag that he carried. What happened was Once the plane crashed, it snowed, and by the time authorities got there, there was a pretty thick blanket of snow. So they really didn't find all the debris until spring. In spring, a farmer by the name of Albert Jewell was plowing the field, and he could see little pieces of aircraft parts lying around. He didn't pay much attention to it, but he looked down and he saw a handgun. He got out, picked up the handgun, did the dumbest thing he could do, looked down the barrel, said, geez, it looks loaded. He pointed it in the air, pulled the trigger, it shot, it went off. He kind of shrugged, threw it in the tractor, and later that evening he dropped it off at the sheriff's department and said, hey, I found this at the crash site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sheriff checked the serial number, and about 3 weeks later it came back. The gun was registered to Charles Harden Holly, Buddy's real name, and the sheriff, examining the gun, said, oh, my goodness, this thing's been fired. Maybe it had something to do with the crash. He told the local newspaper they printed it, and it was like the shot heard around the world. Somehow this bullet brought this plane down, and it got all the way to the point that it became ridiculous that there was a story that is really well believed by a lot of people that Buddy and the Big Bopper survived the crash, and Buddy had lost his mind, had shot the pilot, and the Big Bopper was crawling for help. Buddy shot him. The Big Bopper's son actually, 2000, had the body.
Yeah, I know him. He's a nice young man.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, the pilot was only 21 years old, very inexperienced.
Yeah, there's a VFR and IFR.
Yeah,
flight, they call them VFR,
right.
Is visual flight rules, which was he was licensed to do so. IFR means that you're flying using instruments only.
Yeah.
And when you're in zero visibility conditions, you have to be able to trust and rely on those instruments and fly accordingly. And he had just recently flunked his test with the one-instrument flight, and so he wasn't qualified or capable. If you take that pilot, 21 years old, with those qualifications, you put him in this single-engine, high-performance airplane that's loaded to its absolute maximum weight capacity. He said that plane was going to crash, and the weather was awful.
The cornfield still is a cornfield and not a mall.
You know, and that is a credit to the people from Clear Lake, Iowa. They have done such an amazing job of preserving the Buddy history there. The cornfield is owned by the Nichols family. The fact that they allow people to walk through the cornfield is, I find, just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be scared to death, you know, wondering who's going to sue me next. People just traipse through the cornfield year-round, night and day, and there's two stainless steel plaques.
I was last year in Lubbock, Texas, at the Buddy Holly Museum with the big horn-rimmed glasses out in front. Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, all of these celebrities that we lost prematurely that have been honored in a legendary form over the years. Do you think, honestly, Buddy Holly would still be remaining a factor? Is the legend bigger than what would have been the reality?
No. The reality is still much bigger than legend. This young man really set the tone, as you said, created the template, you know, for the music to follow. And Buddy was an incredible performer, but that really wasn't his forte. His forte was writing and producing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had just purchased land in Lubbock, Texas, to build a recording studio called Prism Records. You've got the man who's created rock and roll with his own recording studio in Lubbock, Texas. It would have become the Nashville. It would have become the recording mecca. The Beatles, I mean, if you talk to Paul McCartney, if Buddy Holly would have been living when they started recording, Buddy Holly would have been their producer. His DNA runs through the music today. Had he lived, I think that he would have made an incredible mark, and today he would be royalty in the music business.
You're an interesting man, Gary, and I always enjoy talking with you. That's the reason I wanted you back.
Well, call me every day.
I'll call you every day. That'll be the day, I'll tell you. Hey, Buddy, in pursuit of Buddy Holly, very well done, Gary, as always.
Well, thank you. And if I could just give a real quick plug, it's that you can learn more about the book at heybuddybook.com, no spaces.
Heybuddybook.com, no spaces. Okay. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Ron, you were so good at this. I do sometimes 4, 5, 6 radio shows a day. I mean, you're really good at this. You know, sometimes I feel like I've got to pull the host along, but it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Gary Moore has been our guest. That's a pretty popular name, too, my friend. And we're remembering this weekend that on February 3rd, 1959, we lost Buddy Holly. We will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has surpassed 26 million coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The latest data compiled by Johns Hopkins University also shows that more than 438,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. That is, Maryland is confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. The first case of the South Africa strain in the U.S. was identified earlier this week in South Carolina. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, will lie in honor next week at the Rotunda. A viewing for members of the Capitol Police will be held Tuesday night. Lawmakers will hold a ceremony honoring him Wednesday morning before he's interred at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Boy, I tell you, not only talent, but an enormous amount of beauty. Joining us right now is the very lovely, and as I mentioned before, talented Lori Morgan. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. Glad that you're able to spend some time with us.
I am, too, and I want to apologize for being late. There was a typo on my list that you were down at the bottom for some reason, and so good thing we read ahead because we would have missed you.
Lori, I've been at the bottom for so long, I feel comfortable there. If I wasn't at the bottom, I would think something is wrong, so don't worry
You'd
about it.
You'd be lost.
I'd be lost. What am I doing here in the middle or at the top? I'm at the bottom where I should be. It's been 5 years since the last solo album, and now you have it out, Letting You Go Slow, along with an exciting re-release coming up on the 18th of this month, A Picture of Me, which is a compilation of all of your hits. But why did it take you 5 years to come out with a new CD? Because I'm sure that fans everywhere have been waiting anxiously for that to happen.
Well, you know, I lost my lust, I guess. I didn't hear anything that was going on right now, Ron, on radio, and as far as songwriting and songs that were released, nothing moved me.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was moving me, and I said, you know, I'm not just going to go out and record another album just to be out there and have it be put on the shelf, you know, and I'm just not going to do it until I feel like I'm putting out the songs that mean something to me, that I absolutely love, and that move me.
Sure.
Because if it moves me, going to move my fans.
Sure. I understand.
And so we, you know, I just wasn't ready. And all of a sudden, and truthfully, I had lost a lot of my, well, like I told you, I lost my lust for getting out there and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just going in and recording something that I just didn't have the heart to do. And I remembered I'd been collecting songs for, you know, the last 15, 20 years that, and holding on to them in hopes that someday I'd get that feeling, you know, again. And I was sitting at home one night, and my producer, Richard Landis, called me, and he said, Loretta, it's time for us to go make music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a bell went off, and I said, I just happen to have about 11 songs we can put on the album. And we got three new ones that Liz Marin pitched me for this album, and two from her and an Ashley Hewitt cut, and one that I wrote, and a Kristen Train song. And the rest are originals that I've loved for years and years and years, and I've been waiting to do it. And so I figured now was the time.
When you say you lost your lust, I think a lot of people fall into that category when they do something for a length of time. I've been in the broadcasting business for over 50 years, so I can understand. And change is tough to accept. But you have won so many awards. I mean, the youngest ever to be named a member of the Grand Ole Opry. 8 million records sold, 14 top 10 hits. Four Female Vocalist of the Year awards. I'm sure sometimes you sit back and say, can I top myself? Is that always an issue, thinking that, because they always say, you're only as good as your last performance. They're almost afraid to go on again.
Exactly. Especially, you know, we get older and you know, the younger, we got to make room for the younger people. And that's cool. I you know, I'm a fan of some of these young people. Some of them I'm not. Some of them I think is not good at all, but some of them I am, and I'm very proud when they're on the Opry and, you know, show their love for the Grand Ole Opry. Being as good as your last record is the truth, and that is unfortunate in this business. It's a very hard, hard business to be in. But once you establish your place and they know you're not going anywhere, it's like, you know, you can't get rid of me, so here I am.
Yeah,
so too
sure.
bad. But losing your lust, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing if you can't get it back. But I came back with full force after I did lose that, and I came back and said, you know what? I'm not ready. I'm not done. I'm gonna do this another few years. I wanna see where this album's gonna go, and I'm gonna pitch the hell out of this album.
Good.
And work it and do what I need to do. And, you know, I'm still young enough where I can still get out there and go, and that's a blessing. I have so many friends who are my age and just a little older who are, you know, cancer stricken and can't get out and can't go. And I was sick for almost 6 weeks with this bronchitis stuff, and I thought I was dying. I mean, I thought I'm never getting any better. Had a hoarse throat, you know, still do a little bit. And so I was so happy, you know, today when I woke up and all the birds are singing and the sky's blue and I got a full-blooded career ahead of me on this album. And so I'm very fortunate because a lot of people aren't. So I did get my lust back, and I think that comes with any job. I mean, whether you're a waitress or a truck driver, you lose that every now and then, and you got to find a way to get it back.
Laurie, you couldn't be more right, really. And you've made the comment, and I really like this, all right, that your audience are therapists for you. I'm a performer, too. I was performing Saturday night in concert. And, you know, during the day, I say, oh, boy, I got this to do, that to do. And then you go out there, and they're like medicine. It's like a prescription.
It is medicine. Yeah. It is. I'm telling you. And I, you know, this winter I had those winter blues really bad. And
sure.
Then I got sick down. I mean down for the count in the bed every day for over 5 weeks. And, you know, and then they, you know, it's time for bus roll. And I'm like, oh, God, I can't. I don't want to go. And then get on stage, man, and the people are just so kind and, you know, enthusiastic, and they're ready, and they're so loving and so supportive. You know, Lori, I hope you get better, and we're praying for you. And then they're clapping, and it just, it is medicine.
You certainly have had, and you say this very candidly, your share of tragedies in your life, and you said something that I thought was very prolific. In many ways, your life has been a country song. Now, Picture of Me, Greatest Hits and More, of course, is, as we mentioned before, a compilation of all of your hits. But this new CD, which I find the title kind of interesting, Letting You Go Slow. What is there a meaning behind that? I mean, do you have a story behind that title?
Well, my dear sweet daughter-in-law wrote that song, who is now, she's a member of the new group, Post Monroe, that's coming on pretty strong here in Nashville. Three really beautiful girls, and she wrote the song. And when I heard it, I said, "Oh my God, Ashley, you've got to promise me you will save this song for me. Just save it for me." And she did. And that was 3 years ago. And she wrote it from true life experience. And you know, and I said, "Oh my God, you wrote my life. You wrote how I have felt about many relationships. You know, it's just." You know, some people can just walk away and just never turn their head and go, oh, God, this hurts. And this, that relationship hurt. And it's not easy just walking away. I'm doing things a little at a time because I can't do it all at once, you know. It's too hard. It's too painful all at once. So that's kind of what the song was about. And a very different way of writing it, and I fell in love with it. I just, you know, it was like, oh my God, that is so me, how I handled my last relationship, my last marriage, and it was hard.
Sure.
It was tough to let go.
Sure. Golden Nugget coming up in Las Vegas. Then you're going to be at the Grand Casino in Minnesota, and Shooting Star Casino also in Minnesota. And back out on the road and promoting this new CD, again, the name of it, everyone, first one in 5 years for the lovely, talented Laurie Morgan, who is a superstar in the country world, and that is Letting You Go Slow. Hey, Laurie, I wish you a lot of luck. And are you going to come down to Florida soon?
Oh, I'm coming to Florida. What part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Orlando.
Well, I'm not coming that part, but we're going to Panama City for a vacation, family vacation this year, and get all my little grandbabies out there on the beach, and so I'm really excited about it.
Well, good. Well, if you have a few extra days, stop on down here. We'd love to have you. You can come back anytime you want. You know that. But we'll have you in the studio, and we'll have a good time. And good luck with this brand-new CD, Laurie. I wish you a lot of luck, and please join us soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Y'all have a beautiful day, okay?
Okay, Laurie, look, before I let you go, what's your website?
Laurie.com.
Laurie.com. With the lovely Laurie Morgan. Laurie, thank you, and good luck, okay?
God bless. Thank you.
Same to you. Laurie Morgan has been our guest. One talented lady, been around for a while, but she's had a list of credentials from here. Oh, boy, you can take it all across the USA. It's a very long list of accomplishments in the country music business. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Saying around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. I always enjoy when our next guest is with us. He is not only a nice man, but he is one talented pro fullback and athlete, whether it's in high school when he was in Letterman in football, basketball, tennis, track and field, and of course, we all know him as the former all-pro fullback for the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens, and also in the broadcasting business for a while. Joining us right now is Ovi Muhaly. Hi, Ovi. How are you? Nice to have you back, my friend.
It's good to be here, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? This is going to be a different Super Bowl this year. I mean, first of all, from a player standpoint, Ovi, what is it like to play in a venue, which I'm sure you've never done, with nobody there, or basically nobody there?
Well, I've never had no one there. Like, when I played at Wake Forest University, at a couple of our games, like Wake Forest Duke, people didn't see it as a huge draw. We had only a couple fans in the stadium, so it's something I've dealt with before, but any professional player knows how to just focus on what's in front of them, because these fans aren't going to help you, you know, win or lose a game, really. It's more about the play that you show on the field. So as long as the guys focus, you know, they can get the outcome they want.
Okay, great. A sign of a professional. Now, Ovi, you are not only known for a great broadcaster and an even greater athlete, but, boy, you put on the greatest parties at this time. I wish I could be at your house on Super Bowl Sunday, because you know how to do it. So tell us about some of the things that you do that make it special that a lot of other people would wish they could.
Well, Ron, first of all, thank you for that compliment. I've been blessed to have you know, like some great teachers like my wife and some of my friends who throw some epic parties. I take a little bit of the best of all of them. But, you know, it's about having, you know, the right products and the right, you know, companies at your party. For me, it's Sabra hummus. It's the perfect way to create incredible-tasting plant-based snacks for game day. Whether you're using flavors like supremely spicy or roasted red peppers, or you're getting creative and just making it your own by having some classic hummus and drizzling some buffalo sauce or olive oil and maybe topping a little bit of feta cheese. I mean, Sabra always goes great with veggies, chips, and crackers, but now we got something new that I really am excited about. Instead of a charcuterie board, how about a single-serve jarcuterie where everyone gets their own jar and you have your hummus and you have your veggies, and it's great for that grab-and-go crowd. Sabra hummus from grocery stores, Amazon Fresh, or Walmart Plus. Wherever you go, just pick it up, because it has over a dozen delicious flavors, and it's impossible to get tired of it.
And it's a good idea, because then you don't have to dip where everybody else dips, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got your own jar.
You know, Ovi, I got to tell you something. I never knew anything about hummus. You got me hooked on hummus. I'm serious. You made it sound so good. I said to my wife, we got to have hummus. She's like, yeah, what do you want hummus? I said, I want hummus. I need hummus. What about...
Be happy. It's plant-based, so, you know, it's... It's better than a lot of other things out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. How about grilling? I know that you're big on grilling.
Oh, I love grilling, and I love, you know, getting all the meats. You know, whether it's a ground chuck, you grab your steaks, you get your chicken wings. But, you know, rather than just, you know, having great stuff, it matters where I go and get that. And Save-A-Lot is the place where I go to stock up on some great game day essentials. The greatest place to shop for any grocery essentials is Save-A-Lot, because they offer quality ingredients and value for their customers every single day. So I love it because what you get there is a fraction of the cost of other stores. And now until February 9th, you can go to SaveALot.com/sweepstakes to enter to win free groceries for a year. So that's something that I think is really special.
Now, I'm sure we have listeners biting at the bit wondering what Ovi Muhaly does when it comes to beverages.
Beverages, I am... I'm simple this year. I just go with water. I used to have a bunch of adult beverages that I like to partake in, and I'm a big soda guy, but there's enough calories in the food I eat, so I've been sticking with water.
Well, that's pretty good. That's very good. I mean, hey, that's healthy, and it gives you the energy that you want. It gives a lot of oxygen and stuff like that. What about some side dishes?
Ooh, side dishes. Like I said, I love some of the snacks. But, you know, I'm about having snacks with a purpose, snacks that kind of jump out, snacks that make me feel like my party is the best party. And for me, that's Pebbles Crisps. They have something special because it's literally cereal turned into a snack. And, like, we have things like you can have an easy take on nachos where you have a recipe featuring Pebbles Crisps topped with nuts and fruits and chocolate and marshmallow drizzles, like our version of cereal nachos. But starting this month, cereal fans can enjoy their favorite cereals like Pebbles Crisps and Honeycomb Big Bites, but in an easy, snackable form. Because they're bigger, it's perfect for dipping and dunking and popping and packing. And they have flavors, too. You know, it has fruity and chocolate pebbles, as well as you have original and chocolate Honeycomb Big Bites. So with the different flavors and just the cool factor, if you have Pebbles Crisps or Honeycomb Big Bites at your party, people will talk about it. And it will be gone fast. Kids and adults both love it.
We talk about food every time you're on here, but what about some, I understand you have some ideas for technology that makes this even a better weekend.
I do, and I love tech. The only time I go third person is when I talk about tech, because we love technology. Philip Hue offers smart lights and accessories designed to amplify your entertainment experience by bringing the excitement of the big game into your living room with surround sound lighting that can sync to mimic the on-screen action. I mean, when the camera's panning across the green grass, your room turns green. When they're zooming in on like a blue jersey, your room turns blue. So to have that going, you know, just second by second, you feel like you're in the game, in the TV, which is just a cool experience. And if that's not enough, they offer over 16 million colors and personalized controls so you can light your space up in your team's colors.
Wow. Now, I'm going to ask you an unfair question, Ovi. Who do you think is going to take it?
Oh, man, that is unfair. But I have who I want to take it.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I think they have a good chance, but you have just learned in this playoff to not bet against Tom Brady. So I really hope that we find a way, Patrick Mahomes finds a way, because he's the wee. I'm hitching my wagon to him to win. But it's just Tom Brady has shown people that if you count him out, you will be wrong.
You will be wrong.
It'll be a good game either way. And as long as it's exciting, as long as it's close, I think we all win.
You got it. One of these days I want you to come back, Ovi, and we'll talk about the Ovi Muhaly Foundation when you have time, okay? Where can we go for more information on everything we talked about today and even more?
Well, for more information, go to tipsontv.com.
Ovi, it's always nice having you here. One of these days I want to be at your party, and we look forward to your next visit, okay, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Okay, have a good weekend, and we'll be taking all your suggestions to heart, even that hummus, all right?
I'm good.
Okay, thanks, Ovi. Our guest has been one talented guy and a gentleman that is really a great athlete. As I mentioned just briefly in the introduction, when he was in high school, he was a letterman in football, basketball, tennis, track and field. I mean, that's unbelievable. And he rushed more than 4,500 yards and scored 69 touchdowns. That's in his high school career. And, of course, he was playing for the Atlanta Falcons, the Baltimore Ravens, and a former network television football analyst, Ovi Muhaly, talking about good snacks, good things to happen on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zedgy Today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products handpicked by me for you is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. I hope you enjoyed our tribute to our friend Larry King. From Bar Rescue, John Taffer, Sven Gulli on the MeTV Network. Also want to thank Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo from Chicago Fire on NBC. Author Gary Moore with a book about Buddy Holly. Singer-songwriter, country great Laurie Morgan. And football legend Opie Muhaley. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.